Hello and welcome, 8123 podcast. It has been a minute, man.
Yeah, Brendan was the last one, right?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
The only one that the other guys had ever listened to.
I know. It was interesting because they listened to the whole thing because we're in practice and they're like bringing up all these different things. And I was like, wow, you guys listened to the entire episode.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because, yeah, I know for a fact they haven't listened to any other ones. We've even said it before. We've called them out and they have never said anything. So
yeah,
the fact that they listened to that one was fun. I mean, I would have probably listened to all of ours because, they're so good at this, but, yeah, it was funny getting a text for Jared first being like, great podcast, guys. and then John was like, yeah, man, like when he was talking about all that stuff, he's like, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, that was good. Well, we got a new episode today, and this is we are talking about missing tour. And exactly what we miss about it, because it has been way too long. So we get into that. We kind of get a little nerdy on a musical journey from the beginning of a tour to the end of a tour. That's about it, man. I guess since we last talked, we put out a Harry Styles cover, which maybe we can do an episode kind of doing a song breakdown of how that came together. And we played the Forever Halloween Ball, and then I got very sick. Not with the COVID, but it was bad. But we are back and doing it. So we will hop into episode. Hopefully y'all enjoy it. Have a wonderful rest of your, whenever you're listening this, morning, evening, whatever. And we'll talk to you soon.
See ya. Wait, why see ya? That's not what I wanted to say. You're about to hear us talk more. Have fun. Keep going.
What do we miss most about being on tour? It's an interesting topic because if you would have asked me this question a year ago, when we were just off for a month, my answer would have probably been not all that much besides the shows.
Yeah.
But that has changed.
Well, it's funny when something is taken away and you don't really know when it's going to happen again, your views very much, you start thinking of things that you actually do miss and not so much of the obvious stuff.
Yeah. It's, it's one of these things. I mean, from the time that we were 18, we've been touring, 9 months out of the year. Up until now, and it'll be coming in. I mean, for me, it's been over a year or almost a year since I've played a show in front of people, which is just something I could never have imagined happening.
Well, because to be honest, we have had conversations before about taking time off in for a longer chunk of time. And it was always that thing of, you talk about it and then it probably just won't ever happen. It would never happen because you just keep on doing things. And then, you know, the force situation that it is, it's not the way that I thought it was going to happen, but
yeah,
it is interesting.
Yeah. I would say, I think some of the things that I miss the most, I think it's playing the shows, but not just playing a show. It's putting together a specific show for each tour and making the set list different and thinking about the transitions into songs and the vibe and the intros and all these things that we do. And then like having this transition period where like you're playing it on tour and for the first week it feels really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to feel good. And then it becomes second nature. And mm-hmm. then you get sick of it.
Yeah.
And then by the end, it's exciting again because you like know that you're about to like not perform these songs in this exact order and way probably ever again.
Yeah.
And I miss that because it's really fun because these like the songs become, at least I feel like I like when we're on a tour and we have like a good thing going where it's like gonna go from Numb Without You into Black Butterflies into Mars into something, it's like the songs almost become like a new song because you're like just like you like think about this the song like, oh, like in the verse the kind of the energy is like this, and when the chorus hits it gets really exciting. It's that mm-hmm. same thought but like between different songs.
Yeah, I mean a big one for me thinking back is for a long time we did Misery into When I'm at Home, right? Mm-hmm. Or was it the other way?
Yeah,
When I'm at Home. But like for a long time those were always grouped together because we played them half step, so we had this transition, so it became this like long song in my head. Is like, and like there's things that we even did to like get to it that like we still kind of keep, like in Misery we'll like do like something at the end that kind of goes right in what would be into it, or I forgot exactly how we did it, but like for, it's funny how like when you've played a song together for so long on a tour they become grouped and like that's, you think about it as one long song kind of. It's weird. I mean I miss the going off of what you're saying of like getting sick of it kind of at one point. That's usually when something switches and like you'll end up playing a song differently or like we'll do something that like makes it super exciting again, that will just change it, and then like you, that's like the new super fucking awesome part of the set that keeps it fresh, and like the more and more we've done it, and like especially recently, like those little things end up meaning like tons, and like it's like almost feels like the feeling you get when you write a song where you don't really know where it's going and it could fall apart because you have no idea. But it makes it super fun. And I'm just curious. I wonder if people even know that some of that stuff is that loose, or if or if we're just vibing in the moment.
Yeah. Well, and there's things that almost become like inside jokes, like not I guess inside jokes is the wrong word, but like little things like in, I think it's in Like We Did, there's like this little thing that we add in to the second verse, just like a doop doop thing, whatever. And it's just one of those things that's like, it just something that we like did one night, and then it's like, oh, we like every time for the next week that you do that, we're like looking at each other like, are you gonna do that thing? And yeah. Then now it's something that we've done for 5 years, you know.
Well, you and me have tons of those little things. Like, yeah. I mean, the parts that I play live are about, they're pretty not the same as the recording, because, and for you too, like there's like little, like just like do god do, like just like little things that we do that will just like hit on the same time a lot, mm-hmm. that we've never talked about. You'll either start doing it one night or I'll start doing something and I think you hear it, and then like it becomes this like extra little thing, and then it ends up being the way that the song is, like we'll all be
forever.
The
yeah.
There's this like kind of like I don't know, like just like
pulse, like a syncopated hit.
Yeah,
you know,
that we've never talked about. We've done it since Evening with the Main. I don't know if anyone else in the band realizes it, but like it's something like we just did and have done for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's something that at this point, everybody else in the band probably thinks that that's just how it goes on the album.
Yes.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, you and me have like so many of those little things. And I remember talking to Jared from Augustana when we toured with them. And at that point I was like, I'm not good at my instrument. And I was like, I don't even know if we're very good. Like, I didn't know. And then he's like, you and Pat are like so tight together, like you just like have this thing. And I was like, yeah. And like ever since then I've noticed just like there's a thing that we do together that like, I mean, when Andrew Stravers was with us, like there was things that I'm so used to doing with you that like it happened, and then playing with him I was like, oh, he doesn't know, because that's not in the fucking song. Just like even like hits, like little, like you'll do like a hit, like we'll do like something at the same time that that because we were playing with someone else, like that's not there. And so I'm doing it, and then I feel like so let down.
It sounds weird. Yeah.
It's like those little things that I personally miss the most of, like, because I mean, so much of, you know, and we've gotten a little bit away from this of like changing songs a lot. There's a times when we did that probably too much, but there are just little things that we add that like it spices up the night and makes you like on edge isn't the right word, but like ready to shift it into this like new little thing for a second, just to see if anyone's even noticing, like anyone on stage is noticing, like it's just this really cool thing that like that if we were playing with anyone else, if you got some random person to come play a song with us, there's things that are just played different and aren't like, it's funny like going back and having to relearn songs on something like that we have played but not in a second, and then you're listening to the recording, you're like, whoa, we haven't done it even close to like this.
Yeah.
It's so fucking long. But it's those little switches that like make it super fun and like on the edge of the seat and like let you live in that unsure in it. Like when I fuck up the most is when we've done it 10 million times and we haven't changed it. It's as soon as you like switch it a little bit that like you're in the moment again, and it's really cool. And I've noticed that whenever we do that is in shows that like are our biggest shows on the tour.
Oh yeah.
Like like Chicago House of Blues, we seem to always like switch it up and like do something that hasn't happened on the rest of the tour that we don't even talk about, but just ends up happening. Like John going off into some weird cover that we've never even talked about. And I'm looking at Jared's hand trying to figure out the chords and you're just like kind of playing whatever. But those special moments that will never happen again. And that's it. I miss those.
Yeah, like there's these like jam parts, you know, sometimes it'll happen like in Ice Cave or like some versions we've done of Am I Pretty or some other stuff. And it's almost like I feel like at least it's like when it's a higher pressure show like that, it's almost like you're seeing how far you can take it. Mm-hmm. Like for me, it's almost like how different can we do this? How like outside of the box of like what we have been doing, can you do it? It's like, can you do it like at half the volume that you had been doing it and don't tell anybody that's how you're going to do it? And then we just like get there.
Well, yeah. And like, we're just because we've done it for so long that we know, like, it's just we're all on the same thing. Like, it is such a weird thing, and the crowd is too, which is so strict. Like, Ice Cave has gone from like the kind of slow, jammy guitar part where it was like Jared's like, I don't want to do it for very long, to like now we force him to do it for a really long time, and like you're playing like so light, where it's like. And like, and like you're making the gaps between the hits even longer than they should be, where it'd be like, tch, tch,
yeah, tch,
like, tch, tch.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And like, and we're all like on it though, because we're all just like in this zone. Like, you can't beat it. It is, it's wild. But like, it's like there's something I think in musicians that like. Is important, and like you have to be in that group. Like, you ever heard like the Chuck Berry stories of him? Like, he had like a new band like every single night, and he'd roll up and wouldn't tell them what he's playing or whatever, and he'd be like changing the key of the song. Like, he'd like call out like it's in bows and all this stuff. And I mean, we'll never be at that spot, but like there is something to just like. Not knowing that you play better. Like our first rehearsals, not playing for a few months, are 10 times better than the fifth one of practicing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the pressure of it or whatever it is, like it's always better.
Yeah.
So I think
I'm super excited to have that feeling. And like, as much as the live streams like have been fun, there's not that little extra thing, that extra like X factor that makes you want to like do something that you've never done before.
Well, and like,
I mean, and you don't have the time to develop that, you know, because you're playing a show every night of the week, to where it's like, all right, once we got it down, we feel comfortable, now let's fuck it up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be such a weird feeling playing the first one back.
Yeah,
like I don't even know, like it's almost out of my like close mind of like what that feeling is. I hope it can happen sooner than later, but it's crazy, man. But like you know, this has given all of us time to like think about what's like fun about the shows the most, and like us kind of both singling and on that without really talking about it before, it's like, that makes me want to be better at that. That makes me want to get like that happen every night somehow. You know what I mean? Like, how do you put that into a set where it's like, you really can't, but like you can give yourself more opportunity to with, yeah, you know, like throwing in a few different songs every night, whatever the case is, or, you know, one tour we tried to play a different set every night and that failed, but, I think we could do it now.
Yeah.
I know we're much better than we were at that point.
Sure.
And, you know, maybe not the whole set, but there is something I think we could do that would be like close to that.
Yeah. I think there's something, if we could find this kind of balance between the Sad Summer set and the Mirror Tour. I think like they each had kind of this different energy to it.
Yeah.
But they both, like, we were doing things that was exciting. Like I even just like whatever on Sad Summer, the jam part and Am I Pretty had this like looseness to it and this like feeling that like, oh, we're like a band that's playing all these extra things and making it fun, and like John going out in the crowd for Another Night on Mars, and then the Mirror Tour, everything kind of being like buttoned up and like presented in a really like nice way. I think if we can like bridge the gap of those two things, that might be like our perfect show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those two were, I think, the best performances we've had done. Yeah. I mean, Sad Summer was like this loose kind of like wild thing where it's like, hey, look at us. And the Mirror was like so like perfectly timed out. Yeah, there is something in between. I like to lean more. I mean, the Mirror was probably the best thing we've ever done, but I lean more towards like the Sad Summer thing. But I think, I mean, there's a way to do both at the same time. But in my head, those are two different tours. But I think that, like, is it possible to do both in the same thing, you know?
Oh, because, like, the concept is kind of the same. It's like we're presenting ourselves in a grander way, in a more ambitious way. It's just the like executions of that are different, you know? So I think that's going to be something. And obviously it depends on if we come back and playing in venues first or festival first, that'll dictate a lot of what we do. But
all I know is all I see is a lot of cables on our next tour.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. I think you're gonna end up seeing everybody playing a lot more instruments and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna end up. We're gonna do some cool things.
Totally.
But. Well, outside of the show, what I miss is miss the like nighttime after, because there's this thing where it's either like you had an awesome show and you're just pumped.
Yeah.
Or you had a bad show or just an okay show. And right when we get off after that kind of show, it's a bummer, and we're like not really talking all that much, you know. Everyone's just kind of,
well, like everyone kind of knows whose fault it was.
Yeah,
and you're just trying to, and then that person has to go like, yo, sorry for that thing.
But there is a redemption, because all right, we like get on the bus, we change, and we go out and hang out with all of you guys after the show, and that generally always makes me feel better, because people generally, regardless of how bad we thought it was, have good things to say, or they at least are saying that they had fun, regardless of it. And really, that's all that matters. So people had fun. We've kind of forgotten about it. Get back on the bus. Your spirits are kind of, you know, lifted after talking to people. You get some food, and then you're just hanging, and it's like it would have been if it was a good show, you know.
Totally. There's usually pizza too involved.
Oh yeah. that's about all we eat.
Yeah.
After a show.
I miss the pizzas.
I know.
I
haven't had pizza in a while, actually.
Well, I guess hold it out, and then
yeah, I'm gonna wait.
All the pizzas.
I will say, like, especially on Sad Summer, it was just like there was pizza. Like,
well, how do you feed like how many people? Like 50 people? How many people was it? More than that?
Yeah, 80? More than that. 80. Yeah.
You feed 80 people. Yeah. One, you get one slice.
Yeah. Oh man.
Okay, everyone gets one slice. You know what I'm not excited about?
What?
You know what my body actually feels like after tour?
Yeah. Because
it kind of was like 12 years of just going, not doing it for a while, and then going back. I wonder what it's gonna feel.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's gonna be weird. It'll be
interesting. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, we just don't know. Like, are we gonna like have the opportunity to ease back into it? Are we gonna play just like a show here and a show there, and then it'll kind of start picking back up? Or like, is it just gonna be like a tour? You know, we don't know anything.
Yeah.
At this point, but I will say, in general, I miss all of it. I miss playing. You know, I miss seeing everybody after the shows and talking, and so very much looking forward to when that can happen again. So,
yeah.
Well. We miss you. We miss playing shows together. Miss jamming. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with more chit chat.